Yeshuas, Maradasar Shita, the month, and Kal Shara Tfila. The month tonight, say this Spanish, welcome to everyone to tonight's Shir. Tonight's Shir is sponsored by Zeichon Ishmas of Chaim ben David, the Moshe Mordechai ben Tzvi, and Nissen ben Shmuel. First of all, on behalf of the Monday Night Seder Medrash, we'd like to thank everybody who participated in the Mavmalka that we had a little while ago. It was a tremendous chizuk. All the moral and financial support, people realize, covered at Torah, that Torah is the most important thing that we have. I'd just like to mention one thing that we have, Yeshivas Bein Azmanim, which is currently in progress. Anybody, Bacharim, anyone that's able to take off from work, we have Chashav Rosh Yeshiva is coming on Tuesday. We met Shem Harib Yisrael Newman. There's Yeshiva of Lakewood here, 11 o'clock in the morning. And on Wednesday we'll have a Baruch Shachar, Shlita, the Yeshiva of Edison at 11 o'clock. We encourage everyone who can possibly attend, spread the word. I'd like to thank the Mordasar Shlita for the great schus that we have here tonight, Rav Urn Reich Shlita, to give us Divrei Seiris on the Yom Tov, on the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. Rosh Yeshiva.
Shus Yudidi Arav, Shus the whole Tzibur, Ramban in Parshas Boy talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim being one of the cornerstones of a practicing Jew. It comes up, it crops up at every side, it's mentioned time and time again in Chumash, in our tefillahs. Throughout the year, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim incessantly, and if we want to have a little bit of an idea of how much the Torah expects a Yid to feel Yetzias Mitzrayim as a reality, as though it happened yesterday, there is an amazing posik in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah talks at one of the many places of the importance of treating a ger with respect. There's a natural tendency to look down on a foreigner, to feel uncomfortable with a foreigner. It arouses a certain sense of bigotry. The ger lo yiseinu ve lo yisilchotzenu. And the Pasuk says, Ki atem yadaitem es nefesh ager. You of all people should be sensitive to the feelings of a ger. And the Pasuk says, Ki gerim hayisem b'yeretz Mitzrayim. Imagine, if you will, a person, a poor man, who suddenly inherits an incredible amount of money, becomes wealthy. 2 weeks later, he's walking into a shul, and he sees a poor person with his hands outstretched, and he pushes him away. He says, can't you see, I'm trying to get to my place. Someone says, it's unforgivable. You of all people, you who was a poor man till 2 weeks ago, how can you be insensitive to the plight of a person who's hungry, a person who's poor? But if it's a person who's born into wealth, who comes from generations of wealthy people who've never known the pangs of hunger, it doesn't excuse him, but to some extent it mitigates him. We can understand him. If someone would say to such a person, you should understand what it feels like to be poor. 12 generations ago, your great 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 grandfather was poor until he became wealthy. That would be ridiculous. I don't remember him. I didn't know anyone who knew anyone who knew him. Why should that make a difference to me? And yet the Torah demands of every Yid, when you see a foreigner, you see his insecurity, you see the way he feels uncomfortable, you are taunting him, you are teasing him. Don't you remember the experience that you went through? How long ago was this? 20 years ago when I came out of Auschwitz, 100 years ago when I came from Poland to Germany, 500 years ago when I escaped the Inquisition, thousands of years ago. That's a taina, that's a demand on a yid. Ki atem yadaitem es nefesh ager. And yet the Torah expects of every yid. Every day we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we're supposed to live through that experience, to remember how downtrodden we were in Mitzrayim, how low of a social class we represented, and how we were propelled from the depths of society, the dregs of society, to become a Mamlechus Kain of a Gay Kodesh. And we have to relive that experience twice a day, mitzvah deraisa. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hitzisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And we describe it in length, in Emes V'yatziv, in Emes V'emuna. And we live through that experience, and we have the Sholosh Me'adim, cornerstones in our Yiddishkeit, that enforce and reinforce once again our understanding and our experience that it's something that happened to us. The Chai of Odom Liris as Asma Ke'ilu Hu Yotzu Mimitzrayim is something Hashem Baruch demands of every Yid, up to the point that as soon as he sees a ger suffering, he says, that's what it felt like. That was the experience of what it felt like coming out of Mitzrayim. Shabbos HaGodol is the Shabbos before Pesach. It ushers in Pesach in a broader sense, the Sholosh Me'adim, which start with Pesach through the Yemei Asfira and Shavuos, and eventually the Yom Neroim and Sukkos, with the Chasim of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Shabbos HaGodol has no particular kriya; it's the kriya of the week. The only thing unique al pidin at the Gemara about Shabbos HaGodol is the Haftarah. And there are many Divrei Nevi'im that talk explicitly about Yetzias Mitzrayim and about the importance of reliving it. And Yirmiyah the Novi demands from us to remember what it was like when we came out of Mitzrayim. And we would expect a Haftarah that ushers in Pesach to be a Haftarah that it extols the virtues of reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet Chazal, the Gemara and Megillah, picked a Haftarah at the end of Malachi that says not a word about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and discusses various dialogues between Hashem Yisborach and Klal Yisrael that need explanation and need elaboration, and most of all need to be explained in terms of an introduction to the Zeichi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Aveda of Zikaron of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Haftarah starts off Malachi Gimel with a short dialogue where the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Klal Yisrael, Lemimea v'seichem sartem me'olai. Since the day of the Ovis, since the day of the former generations, you've slipped away from me. Bit by bit, you've descended in your spiritual level. You're far from what you should be. Shuvu elai v'yashuvu aleichem. Ribbono Shel Olam says, the doors of tshuva are open, return to me, and I will embrace you and I will accept you. And what's Klal Yisrael's reply to that? V'amatem. And Klal Yisrael says, V'amon noshev. Give me some marker. What should we do tshuva about? And we expect Hashem Yisborach to say, Tfilin, Shabbos, Torah, Mila, Nisui Nosim Nachrius Chalila, Yesedis Hadas. What does Hashem Yisborach say? And Arichus Dvorim about Yidden not being careful about giving Trumas and Maestris. Every mitzvah is important. Every mitzvah is one of the Tariyak Yesedis of a Yid. But if a Klal Yisrael is asking Vamatim, Vameh, Noshev, we're open to hearing. Ribbono Shel Olam, tell us. Where should we start? Is it Trumas and Maestros? Is that the way to start? What's the pasuk conveying to us? Then comes the famous dialogue, another dialogue between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chozku olai divreichem omer Hashem, va'amatem manidbanu olecho. Klal Yisrael hears from the Ribbono Shel Olam a very severe accusation. Chozku olai divreichem. You said harsh words about me. How could you talk this way about me? V'amatem. And Klal Yisrael responds in shock. Manit banu olecho. What have we said about you? The Rebbeinu Shlom says, Amartem Shov Avod Elokim. You have said it is worthless to serve Hashem as Baruch. Umapetza kishomanu mishmartei. What is to be gained by keeping Torah? V'chialachnu k'deiranis mibnei Hashem tzvokis. Why should we show humility to Hashem's Baruch? V'atu anachnu ma'ashrim zedim. Shouldn't we give kovetz and confirm the greatness of wicked people? Gam nivnu eisei risho. Let us look at the empires that wicked men have erected. Gam bochnu elikim. They've provoked Hashem's Baruch, so to say, try and get me. Vayimoleitu, and they've come out unscathed. People who say such words, people who say such open heresy, kfir gemura, say to Hashem is Baruch, Mamit Banu Olecho. What have we said? Claim innocently, they've said nothing. What is the Pasuk saying over here? And the first thing that we have to know is that when it says in the Pasuk, Amartem, we're not talking about literally words that come out of a yid's mouth. No yid that we know would say such words. There are different ways of expressing things. Hashemayim mesaprim kveid keil umayse yodov magidor akia. The heavens talk about the kveid of Hashem. They don't talk. Ein oimer vein dvorim belinish mokeilom. They speak much more eloquently than words could deliver. Their actions talk. Many, many times a person conveys a message through his actions and through his lifestyle. No words need to be said. And Hashem is Baruch says, although you may not realize it, your lifestyle sometimes declares Shav Avid Elikim Umabetza Kishamanu Mishmarte. What does it mean? I think Rabbi Isai, in these psukim, the Novi is giving us an insight and a glimpse into one of the biggest nisyanis that we've faced in every generation, and in our generation possibly more than in all others. Let's give a historical perspective to these words. There was a glorious tkufa, a long tkufa of nevuah in Klal Yisrael, starting off with Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare and continuing through the tkufa of Shoftim, and then through Shmuel and the Nevi'im, through Bayis Rishon, and ending at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Malachi Seif Nevuah. The last Nevuah Shehutzruch Ladeiris, the last Nevuah that's part of Tanakh, is this Nevuah. As Malachi Ze Ezra approached the twilight, the end of the Tkufas HaNevuah, he delivered a message to Klal Yisrael that is supposed to carry us throughout the Golas until the Tkufa of Ve'eshev Le'ilovis Al-Bonim Le'ilbonim Al-Avesam, with which the Novi concludes. I'm not engaged in any way in Kiruv, but I believe that if somebody was, if somebody is, one of the biggest problems that an intellectual thinking individual who is not used to our lifestyle would face, besides the obvious hardships of Yiddishkeit, is our concept of Tov V'ra. There are people in the outside world that are decent and fine, and there are people that are not. Even in the outside world, there's a concept of a person who's not loyal, who's not faithful, he doesn't care about his children, he cheats on his taxes, he doesn't feel a need to support the community, to support the world around him. And then there are good people, people who are family-minded, people who take out their wife and children religiously once a week to keep a bond. They're religious, they're patriotic, they're prepared even to enlist their children in the army to uphold the values that they believe in. They are good people. And then we come to them and we tell them that there's a Tov V'ra that the Torah prescribes, and they want to hear what it's about. And just to give an example, one of millions, we tell them that twice a day there's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to say Krishma. twice a day we have to reaffirm our belief in Hashem Yisborach, our belief in Achdus Hashem Yisborach. That's a concept that a Yid can understand even if he's not used to it. But as he starts looking at a Frumah Yid and he sees a Frumah Yid saying Krishna, and he asks him, didn't you just say Krishna before? And he says, I'm afraid I may have forgotten to say the word B'shoch B'chol, so I have to say Krishna again. He looks at him and says, that's ridiculous. Does it really make a difference if you said the B'shoch B'chol or you didn't? You're a good person. You spoke about believing in Hashem Yisborach. When I put out a flag on Washington's birthday, does it make a difference if it's exactly all the stripes and the stars that it's supposed to have? The idea is, it's symbolic and it's a way of showing that I'm a patriotic person. And that's the way people look at religiosity altogether. It means that you have values, you're a good person. A Torah Yid knows that there's a complete divide between our understanding of Tov V'ra and what the world outside understands. To us, saying Krishna, eating matzah, learning Torah, putting on tefillin, are not just acts that make us remember that we have a connection to Hashem Yisborach. Everything we do is connected. Tachteinim omechuber le'elyeinim. And an Elach HaYid, a Frumah HaYid, lives with the concept that everything that he does is a reality. And it affects Olamos HaElyonim of Tachteinim in a way that even though he can't see, is very, very real. The man in the street wants to hear every day what the Dow Jones average is. It's a reality that he can't see and he can't tap with his hands, but he knows it affects him. It's very real. An outspread of a disease is very real. He may not be able to feel it, but he knows it affects him. The price of gas, even if he himself is a person who walks, it affects him. It's real. What goes on in the Olamos HaElyonim, what goes on in Ruchnius Dechinyonim, that a person doesn't believe is very real. Malachi Seif Nevuah. What was Nevuah? Nevuah was the ultimate connection with Elyonim, between Elyonim and Tachtonim. The Navi spoke to the Ribbono Shel, and the Ribbono Shel talked to the Navi and gave him an insight into what he was seeing. Milifnim, as the Pasuk says, Anovi was called a Roya. He showed him the Ruchnius that was inherent in everything a person did. Zog the Novi. Tkufus HaNevuah is coming to a close. The Gilu of Nevuah is being overshadowed by Hester upon him. The Hester upon him is going to be deeper and deeper and more intense as the generations go along, and there'll come a point when a person will look around for simonim, show me that it's real, and Hashem Yisborach will not allow him to see it with his eyes. Everything will depend on emunah. The Chazon Ish Zichrein Livracha, in his typical pithy manner, said Hester Ponim in Heintike Welt is as a tief. The Hester Ponim of the world is so much that a person can throw his nails onto the floor and a woman can walk right over it and she won't fall and she won't slip. And we won't see the Amitas Divrei Chazal. We won't see that what the Gemara says is true, because if it would become so evident, then a person would be find Emunah easily. Hashem Yisborach doesn't want Emunah to be easy. Sokhti Ribbono Shel Olam, I look at the way you daven, I look at the way you do Maisim Tovim. I don't see that your actions are actions that show that you believe that every pu'ula that you're doing, every word that you're saying, is connected with Olamos HaElyonim v'Tachtonim. I don't see that you view yourself as a radar controller who every action affects a plane even if it's far away. All I see is Amatem Shav Avodah Elokim. It's not real. It's a mumble jumble that I must say three times a day. It's just ingrained in me. I won't feel comfortable unless I've said it. I've got to get the words out as quick as possible. Are you talking to anybody? Is anyone actually listening? Does it really make a difference? Uma Betza, nothing is really to be gained. Kishamana Mishmartei. Does any Yid actually say those words? Chas v'chalila. Rav Chaim Visoka used to say, he said, a Yid talks, you listen to him talking, he sounds incredibly righteous. Every second word is Baruch Hashem, Gelobt Rebbein Shem, Rebbein Shem was chayin and das to me, Nishbis Chusin, or Rebbein Shem's chasodim. He talks and talks and talks, and with his mouth he's talking about Rebbein Shem. But v'yomata bilvovecho, what does he say in his heart? Not with his mouth. Keichi v'oitzim yodi osa lias achayel azeh. It's all me. He doesn't see the Rebbein Shem. Zok the Rebbein Shem. Zok the Novi. Tekufas HaNavua is coming to a close. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. The Hasta, the Kveda Likim Hasta Dova, the Hester upon him is going to get so bleak that it will be difficult for even El Hayidin to feel the Mamoshes and the reality of Ruchnius. And in a generation of Amatim Shova Veda Likim, Oz Nidbru Yireh Hashem, Ish El Re'ehu, Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishma, Vayikosiv Sefer Zikor and Lefonov, Le'ire Hashem Lecheish Veshmei. This is the essence of Golis. The essence of Golis is that one lies in a bleak darkness of night, you can see nothing. But just like a person at night, anyone who has a Seichel HaYosher knows that there's a sun with the same clarity as when you see it by day. It's incumbent upon us in the night of Golis to be aware, even if we can't see, the Yirei Hashem are mechazik themselves to feel the reality of Ruchnius, and that's the Nisoyim. And the Pusik is Mavtiach, as guarantees us. It won't last forever. The Tkufa of Bias HaMashiach will be a Tkufa of the Shavtem Ure'isem Bein Sadik L'Rosho Bein Oivd Alikim La'asher Lo'yavodoy Zog the Gemara Hainu Tzadik Hainu Oivd Alikim Hainu Rosho Hainu Lo'yavodoy Zog the Gemara the Tzadik and the Oivd Alikim Oivd Alikim Lo'yavodoy Shneem Tzadikim Gemurim Elayin Edeim Eshein Epeke Mei Epomim Leshein Epeke Mei Epomim Viechot. The Rebbein Shlomo sees a person who's so dedicated to Torah, he chazes by the camera 100 times. And then there's someone else who says to himself, I could do it one more chazar, and he pushes himself. One is the Eved Alikim, the ultimate Eved. He pushes himself. Pari taught us that you can always do a little bit more. Tevin lo nitin lanu, ulevenim emrim lanu asu. Maybe you can make more breaks. He's an Eved Alikim. The other one compared to him is a loyavode. Is there any way of knowing a difference between them in this world? Is there any sign of any distinction? The poor man and the wealthy man, we can see the difference. A person who's politically astute and who's not, all these things have signs and differences in this world. The Eved Alikim, the loyavode, they look exactly the same. But if a person lives with Yiras Hashem, then says the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'shavtem u'ra'isem, in Bias HaMashiach, in the Tkufa of Bias HaMashiach, you'll see with your own eyes the tremendous difference between the Tzadik and the Rosha and the Eved Alikim LaShalei Avodei. Even things that seem insignificant and minimal on this world will attain such real significance and such real meaning. What was the Choshech of Golis Mitzrayim? What is Mitzrayim? The Psukim tell us in Ekev about the geographical difference, the physical attributes of Mitzrayim and the physical attributes of Eretz Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, a person didn't need to come onto the Rebbeinu Shleim Kibayochel. The Rebbeinu Shleim created a sort of a utopia of sorts, where a person could live and never feel the need to connect with Hashem Yisborach, the ultimate land of Hester upon him. Everything was man-made, the irrigation was man-made, and there were various tentacles of power that all led to Pari. Pari was the top. No one was on top. Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekele. I've never felt a need to come onto this Hashem. Why now should I listen to his voice? And the Rebbeinu Shem says, Ki loiki eretz Mitzrayim asher yitzosem misham. That's not the way it is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, in Tara Shemayim, Tishte Mayim, Eini Hashem Elekecha, Derish Eisa, Mereishis Hashona Ad Achris Shona. There your existence is going to depend on Eisim Ritzayin Shal Mokim. A person has to realize that Ruchnius is the ultimate reality. It's a big nisoyim. And the world outside has no hasoga of this. I remember many, many years ago when I was coming to America, one of the first times, I was a young boy, I was sitting next to an intelligent guy and he was talking to me. In the middle he said, young man, are you not going to eat anything? So I said, I can't eat the food, it's not kosher. But to me, and do they not give out kosher food? I said, they do, but there was some mistake, they're not giving me any kosher food. So you're going to, what are you going to do? You're not going to sit 11 hours and not eat? I said, I can't eat something that's not kosher. And he gave me a sympathetic pat on my back and he said, young man, God will understand. This one time you can eat something not kosher. I'm sure God won't mind. That is the, and he meant it, he meant to be nice to me. Couldn't understand. Everything a person eats, everything a person takes into his mouth, every pu'ula a person does is kuli ruchnius. We find in Parshas Toldos, Esav says to Yankev, Yankev Avinu is asking him, you want the Nezir Adashim? It's all yours. All you have to do is sign on the dotted line. Sell me the Bukhaira. And Esav says, Hine anechi ha'ilech lomus, lomus ali Bukhaira. I'm going to die. What do I need the Bukhaira for? A young man, 15 years old, is going to die. What does it mean? Zok Rashi. Hine anechi ha'ilech lomus al yada. This Bukhaira is going to kill me. Why should I want it? Zok Rashi achazal. Esav asked Yankiv, Bukhaira zu mativa. Tell me a little bit about this Bukhaira. What do you do with Bukhaira? Yankiv Avinu said, you don't know Bukhaira? Shui yayin, the misa. Prui roish, the misa. There's a whole bunch of misa b'dei shemayims that are connected with kabonis. And Esav said, Hine anechi heilech lomus ayodah. What do I need it for? Lomus ali Bukhaira. Difficult to understand. Yankiv Avinu, midas ha'emes. And Esav asks him what Bukhaira is, and all he can say is, you could die this way, you could die that way. Isn't that a little bit unfair? So I think the poshut pshat is, it was all a charade. Esav came from a background where Ruchnius was the ultimate goal. The concept of caring about a Nezir Adashim was foreign. And Esav had always covered it up. But he came home this day, and the Nezir Adashim was there, and right away he felt pangs of hunger, and of course he clothed it with some kind of ruchnius dika avoda that he wants to do with this Nezir Adashim. But then Yankov Avinu said, if you want the Nezir Adashim, you have to sell the Bukhaira. And of course Esav puts on a pious face, sell the Bukhaira for a Nezir Adashim, far be it from me, chalil li me'aseh zeh. A few seconds later, he still feels the aroma of the soup, the delicious soup. He feels a gnawing in his stomach. He wants this soup desperately. But then again, he knows he has to sell the Bukhaira. As pasach nisht. He could care less about the Bukhaira. But it can't be recorded officially that a grandson of Avraham Avinu and a son of Yitzhak Avinu gave away his Bukhaira for a pot of soup. After a few minutes it becomes unbearable and he turns around to Yankiv Avinu and says, Yankiv, Bukhaira, refresh me, what is Bukhaira? Yankiv Avinu knows exactly what he wants to hear, plays along with him. He says, Bukhaira, you know, there were all kinds of misas, misbidishma. He says, oh, why would I want that? Hini anecha heilach lomus, lomus ali Bukhaira. Yankiv Avinu had him gone, shoganat. Yankiv Avinu didn't fool him a bit. He wanted to be fooled, this is what he wanted to hear. That's the poshka pshat. But there's a deeper meaning in this chazal. When an Elah Hayid is asked, how do you know Shabbos is so chomer? How do you know Shabbos is so kodesh? What is so heilig about Shabbos? You jump, you dance, you sing. What's so special about Shabbos? A Ben Teira responds, If I know that on Shabbos a false move is a chi of chorus, that tells me that I'm in a paltry shomelech every minute of the day. If I can make with fish bones a chi of chatos, that means that every move on Shabbos is kodesh kadoshim. It's so real to a person. It's not just ancient. The ancient show the reality of his Shabbos. When Esav asks Yankiv, give me an understanding of the importance of Bechira. What am I giving away? Yankiv Avinu answers in the Torah way. You want to understand what Bechira is? Bechira is not just a good fuzzy feeling that you can come in strumming with your guitar and feel good about yourself. Bechira is something that has to be done right. If it's done an iota wrong, this Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim, that should give you an understanding of the Cheshivas and the Gadlus of Avedus Hashem. Esav HaRosha says, that kind of Avedus Hashem I want no part of. That's not my Nusach in Avedus Hashem. And therein lies the difference between Yankiv and Esav. In Mitzrayim, there was a tremendous Cheshach. There was a tremendous lack of Hakora, of the reality of religion. Paray also talked about religion. There's an amazing Ramban. The Ramban says, Shevet Levi didn't work in Mitzrayim. How did it happen? How did Paray let them get away with it? There's a Chazal that seems to indicate that Levi from the first day didn't allow themselves to be defrauded by Paray. But the Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat, Paray, more generous than Washington, Paray allowed the federal government to underwrite all the hitzoyis of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi should sit and learn Torah, because every ummah needs a religion. It's not something that Paray viewed as a reality. It's a tzairich, it's like the royalty in England. It's something that makes people feel good, makes them feel proud. It doesn't have to be reality. It's full of traditions of nonsense and meaningless things. As long as it makes them feel good, let them have it. That's the way Paray understood religion. And he understood that it's a tzairich, it's an opium for the masses, and because of that he was prepared to support the whole Shevet Levi. But when Moshe Rabbeinu said, we don't view religion like that. By us bin Arenu bis Kenenu Nelech, even our behemoths, everything we have is part of Avedus Hashem. Because the reality of this world is that Gashmius is Mechubet Eruchius. Everything we say or do on this world is connected with Relyonim. That Paray fought tooth and nail. He wasn't prepared for a world where Ruchnius is a reality. And this is the beginning of the Yetzirah of Klal Yisrael. It's amazing. Where does Nevuah start? The Rambam says, he talks about the tremendous abyss, the depth, the Yerida of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim until the Shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shericham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu V'Sholach Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabon Shal Kol HaNeviim. Moshe Rabbeinu's glorious level of Nevuah started right there at the beginning of the Geula of Mitzrayim. Hashem Yisborach showed us at Kufa of Gilui Shechina, because Klal Yisrael broke out of the trap of Mitzrayim, the trap of seeing everything as a betachtonim and not be'elyonim. The Ramban says, on this psukim that we mentioned before, beautiful Ramban, why is it, he says, that the Pasuk says, by Gerim, by Amona, by Yosem, Ki Gerim Yisim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And the Ramban gives us a startling insight. He says, when a person davens, often, a person is in an Eis Tzora, he has a very difficult court case, the federal government is after him. What does he do? He tries this lawyer, he tries that lawyer, he tries this influential person and that influential person. Eventually, when he's exhausted all his options, he turns to a little bit of spirituality, a skula here, a brocha there, some kind of muttering here and muttering there. And then, at the end of the list, no worse than any other skula, he decides to daven. What kind of level does that tefillah have? Zokt de Ramban, the Almona, the Yosim, the Ger, their davening is on a different level. The Ramban says they have no one to turn to. They view Hashem Yisborach as such a reality in their life. because they have no one else to fool themselves, is going to be there for them. And because of that, they look to Hashem Baruch and they cry their heart out to the Rebbeinu Shleim with an emistic tefillah. And that makes all the difference. So the Ramban, the Rebbeinu Shleim, is telling Musa to Klal Yisrael, you want to be a bully, that's terrible. But why are you picking on the Almona and the Yosin? Because you think they're helpless? On the contrary, they have a kerch of tefillah that other people don't have. Because they recognize that Hashem Baruch is the ultimate reality in their life. Ki geirim ayisem v'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Ramban, Kleima yedaitem ki kol ge nafshi shvol olav, v'u nenach v'tzeg v'einov tamid al Hashem v'yirachem olav kasher richem aleichem. K'moyshe kosov, v'yayonchu b'nei Yisrael minu avedo, v'yitzoku v'atal shavos mero lekim minu avedo, kleima leibiz chusom, rach sherichem aleichem minu avedo. Klal Yisrael had become so broken-hearted for the Aveda that when eventually they stopped living with the Ashkof of Mitzrayim and they came back to their roots and they recognized that Hashem is Baruch is the only reality and they started davening to Hashem is Baruch, recognizing that Hashem is Baruch is the reality, that He's listening to the tefillahs and that every word and every kavanah makes a difference. That was the beginning of the Geula. That is the beginning of the Yetziah of the Choshech of Mitzrayim. And that was the beginning of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Novi Malachi is giving us an insight. If we want to hold on to Yetziah's Mitzrayim, what is it that we're looking to be mechazik ourselves in twice a day? What is it that we're looking to spend the night of Pesach and not just teaching our children but teaching ourselves? Every pu'ula, every kavona, every machshava teva is a reality far more than bacteria or any kind of wave that a person knows about and accepts as a reality. This is the ultimate reality. We can't see it in this world. But on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem is Baruch allowed a tremendous ray of light to break through the darkness of Mitzrayim. Nisim v'nefloyes were in abundance. The Pasuk says, Ad Yaver Am Cho Hashem, we say it every day, Ad Yaver Am Zu Knisa, this nation that you have bought. What does it mean, a nation that Hashem is Baruch bought? Rashi Zogt, Ka Odom Shechoviv Olav Dovo V'Kaina Oisei Chifetz B'Domim Yekorim. Like someone who pays a lot of money for something. Hashem is Baruch paid a lot of money for us. What does that mean? Where is there a lot of money by the Rebbeinu Shleim? Gili HaKesef B'li HaZov. Money means nothing. And what I believe it means is, if you want to see how much a person is machshiv something, how much is he prepared to pay for it? How much is he prepared to suffer to get it? But more importantly, when you see a person who has an ironclad principle that he never breaks, you can never make him to leave his family between 6 and 7 at night. That's family time. Nobody ever remembers him ever giving priority to anything else. And then somebody comes to him in an Eis Tzorah and he goes between 6 and 7 at night. He breaks his principle. He makes an exception. That shows chashivus beyond words. Zogen Klal Yisrael. We're not unaware, Rebbeinu Shleim, that you have a very, very strict principle in this world. Mevatzach nishmet nisim. Hashem Baruch is very economical with miracles. Even when he does a miracle, the Ramban says, he's memayit kechol ha'efsha. He maintains the policy that this world is the olam of Hester. And yet, Mashas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sotzach gevalget v'mist. There was an abundance of nisim being thrown and strewn at Klal Yisrael. Every makkah was neis b'seich neis b'seich neis, zroicha anetuya yodcha chazoka, apparent and visible to everybody. Hashem Baruch wanted to give us a beacon of light to hold on to, as seif kol adoris, to recognize b'seich hachoshech, the ultimate oyer. And the Novi says the reward will be eventually v'heishiv leiv oviz habonim v'leiv bonim al avesa. The Targum Yonason and the Midrashim say that on that night, the night of Pesach, even though it was usually a dark night, it was completely light. What is the metaphor? What is the symbolism? The world is a world of cheshach. And on that night, Hashem Baruch gave us the oyer. Ultimately, Zok the Pasuk, If the Yirei Hashem will be Nidbru Isha Re'eyu, and they'll hold on with Emunah in the Tkufas HaLaila of Golas, and they'll believe in the Emunah HaMitis, then V'shavtem Re'isem, V'zorcho Lachem, for the Yirei Hashem, those Yirei Hashem that were Nidbru Isha Re'eyu, there'll be a Shemesh Marpe, and there'll be Zeicha for the V'shavtem Re'isem. And this is our tefillah. We say Krishna twice a day. Krishna in the morning, which represents the Amunah that we get when we see the Nisim Miflois, like we saw in Mitzrayim. And then we say, we are those who are B'seich HaLaila. We're capable of being Mamin and Hashem Isborach. And we say in the Agoda, Rom, Hoida ki lecho yoim af lecho laila. So Ribbono Shel Olam, that you are leading Klal Yisrael through the tkufas of Yom and even through the tkufas of Laila. Shemrim hafkid leicha kol hayom v'chol halaila. Toyer ki yom, cheshchas halaila. Let's all be zeicha b'mehira to hear the koel mevasa mevasa v'oimer. Rabbi Seinu higiyaz man kriyash mashal shakris.